In this episode of My Michigan Story, Life in the Great Lakes State,
there was a snake and everyone ran to get on the swing so the grown-ups could take care of it.
Hattie and her preschool classmates flee for their lives from a garter snake. Cora has a very valid reason for not wanting to grow up.
Do you want to be an adult?
No.
Why not?
Because you have to take care of kids a lot.
And Melanie scores some payback with her brother Elijah.
Elijah hit me. He slapped me on the face for no reason. And that's why he needs his payback.
Michigan Kids, Volume 1, up next on My Michigan Story, Life in the Great Lakes State. I'm Rob Prince. I find talking to kids to be incredibly interesting. Their brains work in interesting ways, they see things differently than us adults, and they're sort of living in a parallel world from us adults in which giants wander among them and yell at them to clean their rooms all the time. It's very strange if you think about it. So I get a kick out of talking to kids and jumped at the chance to have a recording station at WKAR's PBS Kids Day back on January 31st of 2026 so that I could interview Michigan kids for My Michigan Story. If you're not familiar with PBS Kids Day at WKAR, it's really a must-do free event in East Lansing. If you've got a kid, or can borrow one, I suppose, you get to tour the WKAR TV studios, see the sets where local programs are filmed, get free books, win cool prizes, and so much more. And if you're a super lucky kid, you get to sit down with me to be interviewed for this show, as all the kids you'll hear in today's episode got to do. To start off my anthropological exploration of kiddom, I wanted to see what kinds of stories Michigan kids have. Hattie had this gem to share, which proves that if you need someone to get rid of a snake for you, do not call a preschooler. Here's Hattie.
Well, at my preschool once, there was a snake and everyone ran to get on the swing so the grown-ups could take care of it.
That's not very brave. What did this snake look like?
We think it was a garden snake, but we just all ran.
Was there some screaming too?
No, we just ran to the swing and started like pumping so we could just get away from the snake.
Now, did everyone get on the swing, or were there enough swings for everyone to swing?
No, only some, and some just found higher ground.
They ran to higher ground. Was the teacher brave about getting the snake?
Yeah, they just kind of called the office, and the office had a net and scooped it up and threw it.
Threw it where?
Over the fence.
Oh, okay. What do you think the snake thought of all of this?
He thought it was kind of interesting.
Uh-huh. Do you think the snake was okay being thrown over the fence?
Maybe.
Yeah.
If you think about it, losing teeth is one of the primary channels of income for children under 12. It's probably roughly the financial equivalent to a tax refund for an adult. And some of these kids can be rather shrewd about what they do with that hardest of earned money. Nathan tells this story about what he did with his windfall from the Tooth Fairy.
Nathan, I don't wanna be rude, but it looks like you're missing some teeth, man. Did you get in a fight or something?
No.
Where did your teeth go?
I don't know, I just lost them.
You lost them? How do you lose teeth?
They just fall out.
They fell out of your mouth? Tell me about that. Do you remember the last tooth that fell out?
Yeah, this one.
What happened?
It was really wiggly, and then I went over to the bathroom, and it got really wiggly, and then it popped out. And then I put it in a Ziploc bag and put it in my Tooth Fairy pillow.
Oh, you have a whole pillow for the Tooth Fairy? And what did the Tooth Fairy bring you?
$1.
$1. What did you do with the dollar?
I saved it.
Good for you. That's the smart plan. Are you saving for something, or are you just saving in case?
I'm just saving.
You're just saving because someday you might want to buy a house, right?
Yeah.
And if you wait long enough, that dollar will grow. Are you going to invest that dollar? Are you looking for investments right now? I have a business. Would you like to invest a dollar in my business?
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
Because it seems too risky?
Yes.
It's probably better just to hang on to it.
I remember when I was a kid growing up in East Lansing that I wanted to be older really bad. I thought being 16 or 17 must be so cool, and when I finally reached 16 and 17, I think I wanted to be older just because I didn't want to have to go to school anymore. So I'm very interested in knowing if kids today are happy to be kids, or if, like me, they wish they were older. I asked Elliot about how it feels to be 6 years old in Michigan.
It's like excited and fun.
It's fun? Why is it fun?
Because there's lots of things to do.
Okay. What's one of your favorite things to do in Michigan?
Play with Yellow Cat. She's my Sophie.
Where did Yellow Cat come from?
From my grandma, one of my grandmas.
And what was it like when you got Yellow Cat?
So excited.
What was it, a birthday? Was it Christmas? Why? How did you get Yellow Cat?
I was just being born.
All you had to do was be born and you got Yellow Cat? Wow, that is so great. And is Yellow Cat one of your best friends?
Yes.
Okay, what is Yellow Cat doing now?
Yellow Cat's in the car waiting for me and catnapping.
Okay, well that's nice. Do you and Yellow Cat ever disagree about anything?
No.
No, you always agree?
Uh-huh.
Wow, that is great. You're 6 years old, so you've had a Yellow Cat for 6 years?
Uh-huh.
Does Yellow Cat have to go in the laundry sometimes?
Yeah.
Really? What does Yellow Cat think of going in the laundry?
She absolutely hates it.
Ah, why does she hate it?
She just doesn't like the water.
Yeah, most cats don't like water. And then spinning around and all that other stuff, yeah. You want me to put Yellow Cat up on my social media?
Okay.
All right. I need your permission if you're okay with that. Okay.
Yellow Cat will be famous.
Yeah. Okay, thank you so much, Elliot.
Yeah,
and we'll be in touch. Thank you.
Okay, so apparently being 6 years old is pretty fun. But what about 3 years old? That's got to be the pits, don't you think? I mean, you can barely walk and talk, and aren't you still in pull-ups, or is that done with? I can't remember. Actually, the pull-ups might be a perk. Anyway, I asked Orion how it was being 3 years old. And just FYI, Orion's dad offered some help with the interview from time to time.
And what's your name?
Orion.
Orion, wow, like the belt, huh?
Yeah, like the belt.
Well, no, I guess Orion just has a belt. The belt's not named after him. And how old are you, Orion?
3 years
old. Do you like being 3 years old?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's fun.
Do you have any stuffed animals? What is your stuffed animal name?
Mama Cow.
Mama Cow? Is Mama Cow a dog?
No.
What is Mama Cow?
Cow.
And why do you like Mama Cow? What is Mama Cow like?
Snuggling.
Do you like snuggling with Mama Cow?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you sleep with Mama Cow at night? Do you snuggle up with Mama Cow?
Yeah.
Yeah? Where is Mama Cow right now?
Say, in your bed.
In your bed.
Oh, good. Is Mama Cow waiting for you to come home?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Does Mama Cow miss you when you leave?
Yeah.
Okay. So you got Mama Cow. You're going to go hang out with Mama Cow later?
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Well, thank you so much.
Say thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Not only are some kids quite content to be whatever age they are, some actually wouldn't want to be a grown-up, which boggles my mind. I don't think they know that I can buy and eat as much ice cream as I want. Actually, I can't really eat as much ice cream as I want if I still want to be able to bend over and tie my own shoes, but you know, in theory, I can. But our next interviewee, Cora, makes some valid points about why it might not be so great to be an adult.
Do you want to be an adult?
No.
Why not?
Because you have to take care of kids a lot.
So you don't want to be an adult because you don't want to have to take care of yourself? Why not? Why is that so hard? What's wrong with kids?
They're always crying.
They're always crying. Right. And they're messy. And they always want stuff. They don't care if you want to take a nap. They want you to be awake. And they want you to play with them all the time, right? I don't want to play. I want to take a nap. But kids are like, no, play with me. Right?
Yeah.
Kids are exhausting. Well, I hope you stay a kid forever. Do you think your kid do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to do that? Good for you. That's a good goal. That your goal is to never grow up?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good luck with that. Okay. I hope it works out for you.
That was Cora. She shared that story at the January 31st, 2026 WKAR PBS Kids Day in East Lansing. This is My Michigan Story, Life in the Great Lakes State, the Michigan Kids Volume 1 episode. I'm Rob Prince. Would you like to see My Michigan Story, Life in the Great Lakes State, live and in person? And maybe share your own true story from Michigan with us? Well, you're in luck, because we will be at the WKAR booth at the East Lansing Art Festival on Saturday, May 16th. You can follow us on Facebook or go to our website for details on exactly when and where we will be. To stay fully in the loop on future My Michigan Story news and events, you can subscribe to our e-newsletter at mymichiganstory.com. That's MichiganStory.com. And you get about one email a month filling you in on all the latest scheduled events and other My Michigan Story news. MyMichiganStory.com is also where you can contact us about sharing your own true story from Michigan. We're looking for awesome true stories from Michigan told by the people or kids who experienced them. They can be any length and any subject as long as it happened to you and it happened in Michigan. Just shoot us a message and we'll be in touch to hear your story. Again, the website is mymichiganstory.com with an M-I at the start. This is My Michigan Story, Life in the Great Lakes State, the Michigan Kids Volume 1 episode. I'm Rob Prince. Our next kid from the 2026 WKAR PBS Kids Day event was able to muster up a few positive things about getting somewhat older. I mean, not getting old, but at least the benefits of getting taller when you're a kid. Here's Olivia.
Okay, what's your name?
Olivia.
Olivia, how old are you?
10 years old.
10 years old. Do you like being 10 years old?
Yes.
Why?
Because I get to take care of my brothers, and I get to do a lot of water slides, and I don't have to wait. I'm tall enough for most rides.
That's pretty good. That's a good reason to get older. And what did it feel like when you could finally go down the slides?
Really good.
Yeah, do you remember that moment when you were like, I'm tall enough?
Yeah.
Tell me about that moment.
Like, my tummy was like turning and...
So you were excited but scared too?
Yeah.
And what was it like when you went down?
I was like, this is so much fun.
It's good to get older. You can get taller, you can do these things.
Yeah.
Did you ride a lot of slides that day?
Yeah.
Good. Nice. And so that's the best thing about getting older?
Mm-hmm.
Is riding water slides.
And like doing my dad's chores and stuff.
You like doing your dad's chores? Why?
Because.
Wow. Huh. That's very good of you. Most people do not like having to do other people's chores, but I'm very impressed that you like helping. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
So apparently most Michigan kids seem to be living the dream and are in no hurry to become adults, but it's not all tooth fairy windfalls and having people follow you around to clean up after you. There are some challenges to being a kid. And one of those challenges, which I recall very vividly from my childhood as well, is adults' inexplicable obsession with kids having clean rooms, as Matilda, age 8, explains.
Do adults tell you what to do a lot?
Yes.
What do they tell you to do?
Clean my room.
Clean your room. Why does it matter? No one goes in your room, right?
and no one except me and my dog.
They want you to be clean and you're not a clean person?
Yeah.
So that's hard. Do you have any idea why you need to have a clean room?
No.
No. Yeah. I don't know either, but parents are obsessed with it, so.
At this point, Matilda's mom felt compelled to jump in and defend her hardline stance on bedroom cleanliness.
I don't want you to step on anything and hurt your foot.
I make paths.
She makes paths. Okay, thank you so much.
Well, good luck, Matilda, with the making paths compromise. Sounds like your mom isn't buying into that. Another rough part of being a kid that I remember quite well is the challenge of dealing with older mean kids. There's a powerful hierarchy in kiddom that most of us probably remember vividly, where the upper grades dominate lower grades and bigger kids throw their weight around with the smaller children, as our next kid, William, can attest to.
William, how old are you?
Five.
Five? How do you like being five? Is five a good age?
Yeah, I want to be 10.
You want? Why do you want to be 10?
Because I want to be bigger than the mean guy.
Bigger than the mean guy?
Yeah, at school.
Who's the mean guy at school?
On the bus.
Oh, there's a mean guy on the bus? What does the mean guy do?
Crying, blow me back at me.
Okay.
I keep blowing back at him.
Okay. And because he's 10, he's bigger than you?
No, I'm 6.
Oh, he's 6. So if you were 10, you would be bigger than him.
Yeah.
What do you do when people are mean? What happens?
Don't talk to them.
Okay, you try and just ignore them?
Yeah.
Yeah, is it hard for you on the bus because there's a mean kid?
Yeah.
So there's one mean kid on the bus, but are the other kids okay?
Yeah, maybe it's two of them.
There's two mean kids?
Yeah.
How many nice kids are there? Are there a lot of nice kids?
Yeah, only one.
Only one nice kid?
Yeah.
And two mean kids?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds hard, is it?
I'm nice is Katie and Bubba Hazard. Katie and me, nice, not those two.
Those two are mean. And do they do mean things every day on the bus?
Yep.
I wish you good luck with the mean kids, okay?
Yeah.
I hope you can ignore them and stay away from them and hang out with the nice kids, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, William is having a bad time on the bus, an experience I and many kids can relate to. Some kids seem to be embracing the unique school bus culture. Our next kid, Kareem, seems destined to be one of those cool back-of-the-bus kids someday.
What's your name?
Kareem.
And how old are you?
6.
Is 6 a good age? Should I be 6 again if I could?
Yeah.
Why? Why would I want to be 6 again?
Because you don't have to drive a car.
I know. You get driven everywhere. Is that nice? People just pick you up and drop you off like you have a chauffeur, right?
Uh-huh, just like when I'm on the school bus.
Yeah. How do you like the school bus?
Kind of good, just the bad thing is you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to drink that often, and you're not allowed to stand up.
Oh, do you wish you could stand up on the bus? Why? What do you want? Why do you want to stand up on the bus?
So I can walk around.
Oh, where would you go? If you could
I'll
walk
go with... to the back of the bus, because the back of the bus is where the older kids are.
Oh, what do they do back there?
Mainly they like sometimes fold paper airplane, or sometimes they put paper on the ground.
Oh, are they a little naughty back there?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. But you want to go by the naughty kids?
Because it looks fun.
It looks fun back there? All right. Well, someday I hope that you make it to the back of the bus and it's as fun as it looks.
There are some things about being a kid that are surprisingly similar to being an adult, those universal things that never seem to change in life, such as the feeling that you are surrounded by crazy people and the perennial issue of trying to figure out if your crushes like you back. Our next kid, Lizzie, can relate and has an innovative approach to how you can find out if your crushes like you back.
All right. Now, how old are you, Lissy?
I am 7.
And is 7 a good age?
It's ish. Well, everybody in my class is crazy.
Oh.
And the other part about being 7 is that you get a lot of crushes, and those crushes do not like you.
Oh, yeah.
And I got, 2, and...
So you had crushes on 2 people, and they didn't like you back?
Maybe one likes me.
You don't know?
I know, yeah.
How do you find out?
My dad told me boys like you if they're, really kind to you. And I also feel like one likes me, but I don't know.
How are you going to find out? Are you going to ask?
Yeah. One time I asked one of them, but I feel like one was lying.
What did they say?
I don't remember, because there was a couple, it was when I was 6.
Oh, okay.
6.
Yes. Well, I hope that you can find out if your crushes like you back. Do you think you're going to ask them soon?
Yes.
And you're just going to ask them? How are you going to ask?
I'm going to say, knock, knock, do you like me or not? If you don't say, I'll pull down your underwear.
That's a good way to go.
Because it's related to trick or treat, smell my feet, give me something good to eat. If you don't, I don't care. I'll put down your underwear.
So you're doing a little twist on that.
Yeah.
But it's going to be about crushes.
Yeah.
I like that. I would like to know how that goes.
Okay, what's your phone number?
My phone number is on here.
All right,
you call me anytime, day or night. I won't answer because I have unknown numbers blocked, but I'll call you back.
Okay, I guess you don't know who's calling you, whatever.
Whatever.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Finally, whether you're an adult or a kid, you can still enjoy one of the most wonderful things about being alive, and that is snuggling, which, according to our next kid, Arabella, has some powerful medicinal benefits as well.
My mom's not here because she's sick.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you help your mom when she's sick?
Well, not today.
No.
Well, I did a little bit today.
What did you do to help your mom today?
I snuggled her.
Oh, that's a nice thing to do when your mom is sick. Yeah.
Well, that's a taste of what it's like to be a kid in Michigan these days. We'll have many more stories and observations from Michigan kids in Volume 2 of Michigan Kids, coming soon to a radio station near you. So stay tuned for that. I want to wrap up this episode of My Michigan Story, Life in the Great Lakes State, with one more kid's story that I recorded at that incredible PBS Kids Day at WKAR in East Lansing back in January of 2026. Here's Melanie with a story about why you shouldn't mess with little girls because they are epic at payback, as her poor, ever-suffering brother Elijah found out.
I was standing right in the closet. I beat Elijah up when he came out the bathroom.
Wait.
And Elijah slipped, and I pulled toilet papers on the floor.
What?
And he slipped.
What?
And he fell on his butt, and his head got cracked. And I didn't help him. He needed his paper back.
Oh my goodness. First of all, why were you in the closet?
Because I was hiding from him.
You wanted
to? I could get his payback.
Why did you need payback?
Elijah hit me. He slapped me on the face for no reason. And that's why he needed his payback.
Wow. I am never going to mess with you because clearly you are good at payback. Are you good at payback?
Yes.
Please never do payback against me, okay?
I am.
You are?
Yeah. I'm strong.
You are strong. Will you flex your muscles for me?
Yeah.
Let me see. Oh my goodness. Okay, that's enough. That's enough. All right.
Now, as an experienced documentary filmmaker, I could sense there was more going on in this story than Melanie was sharing. So I tracked down her older brother, Malachi, who, full disclosure, was standing right next to her, to get his perspective on this heinous event.
Did you witness the event with the closet and the toilet paper?
No.
What do you know about it?
Well, I do know that I did see a little bit of it, but then they didn't want me to tell, but I told anyway.
Wow. Why did you tell anyway?
Because if there's a problem, you always gotta tell the person to always stick with help.
Yep. Yep. And so how hurt was your brother? Was his head bleeding?
No.
No, he just fell.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think about this? Is there ever going to be peace among your siblings? Will they ever get along?
Well, if it's 2026, I don't know when they're going to start stopping.
Yeah. I don't see an end to this either. It could be decades, you think? It could be tens of years before they get together. Are you excited to get out of the house so you can escape all of this?
Well, no, because I like them inside my heart, because they always treat me with kindness and love, so I'll treat them the same way.
That's wonderful. Well, whether you're 3 years old or 103 years old, we can learn a lesson from Malachi that we should treat each other with kindness and love. And I'm specifically talking to you bullies on the bus. If you don't stop picking on little kids, I'll send Melanie in there for some payback, and you know you don't want that. Thanks so much for listening to this edition of My Michigan Story, Life in the Great Lakes State, the Michigan Kids Volume 1 edition. My Michigan Story is edited by myself, Rob Prince. My Michigan Story is presented by WKAR in East Lansing, Michigan. Remember, kids, I can't make My Michigan Story without your Michigan Story, so get me your story today at mymichiganstory.com. That's mimichiganstory.com. Would you like to see My Michigan Story, Life in the Great Lakes State, live and in person? And maybe share your own true stories from Michigan with us? Well, you're in luck, because we will be by the WKAR booth at the East Lansing Art Festival on Saturday, May 16th. You can follow us on Facebook or go to our website for details on exactly when and where we'll be. To stay fully in the loop on future My Michigan Story news and events, you can subscribe to our e-newsletter at mymichiganstory.com. That's mimichiganstory.com, and you get about one email a month filling you in on all the latest scheduled events and other My Michigan Story news. Mymichiganstory.com is also where you can connect with us about sharing your own true story from Michigan. We're looking for awesome true stories from Michigan told by the people or kids who experienced them. They can be any length and any subject, as long as it happened to you and it happened in Michigan. Just shoot us a message and we'll be in touch to hear your story. Again, the website is mymichiganstory.com with an MI at the start.